Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go. Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
This is SBS News World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus podcast, where we bring you stories on and beyond the pitch. And I'm your host, Helena Krishnamurthy. From unforgettable moments, key and emerging players, as well as match controversies, we'll bring you the biggest talking points each day of the FIFA Men's World Cup 2026. Throughout the matches, you'll hear perspectives from experts and fans and take a deeper dive into the matches set to be watched by billions. Today, we'll be looking at Popovich's big calls as he reveals the Socceroos squad and the inclusion of Christian Volpato and Tete Yenghi. Hello and welcome to the World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus. And today, the wait is finally over.
So I think we've shown that we're not afraid to play the youngsters. Will they be better in 4 and 8 years? Without a doubt. But that's not to say they're not good enough now.
Tony Popovich has named his 26-player Socceroos squad for the 2026 FIFA World Cup, just in time as all 48 teams were given a deadline of the 1st of June to finalise their teams. And as predicted, there are a couple of surprise inclusions, several notable omissions, and a clear indication of how he wants his team to approach the World Cup. Over the next few minutes, we'll break down the squad and ask the questions we're thinking about. Can this group take Australia beyond the World Cup group stage? Let's get into it. The team that will face off against United States, Paraguay and Turkey. For most players, it will be their first World Cup, including this player's dramatic last-ditch switch of national eligibility from Italy to Australia.
Look, he's a very talented player, young player. So it's another young player that is doing well in the Serie A, of course, with Sassuolo. Can be much better because he's young. So there's a lot of growth and potential still there, which pretty much sums up of a lot of our players at the moment.
That's Tony Popovich talking about 22-year-old Christian Volpato, who was brought in late to the team. And also 4 years after Volpato, who was born and raised in Sydney, declined to join the Socceroos at an invitation from former coach Graham Arnold for the 2022 Qatar World Cup tournament. The other player to headline today's news in Popovich's decision is Japan's base striker Tete Yenghi.
I saw some games online of him playing in Scotland. And yeah, we saw him, we were monitoring him, we wrote some notes on him and left it at that stage. Then he moved to Japan and we saw he was playing well, playing regularly for a very good club, obviously challenging in the Champions League and challenging for the J-League. Then I went to watch him personally, watch him play a game, and he just stayed on our mind in terms of the profile that he has. It's very different to anything that we have here in terms of his size and presence on the pitch.
Popovich says the 6'6" player really improved and has got a lot of game time in the last 4 months. This will be the Socceroos' 6th World Cup in a row, and only 7, including skipper Matt Ryan and veteran Matthew Leckie of the 26 men picked, have been to one before. Unfortunate calls as for veteran Martin Boyle, defender Kai Rowles, forward Brendan Borello and goalkeeper Joe Gauci, who didn't make the cut this time. Popovich's choices suggests he's willing to take calculated risks, and that approach could define Australia's tournament.
They're fearless. I like them to be more fearless than what they are, because I think sometimes that comes with maturity and experience, that when the pressure's on, they go in their shell a little bit. And then when they do 2 or 3 good actions, you can just see them open up and relax, and off they go and they're themselves again.
Now, if players like Volpato or Yenghi make an impact, his decisions may be perceived as a chance worth taking. If not, the scrutiny could be intense. But that's the reality of football in general and the World Cup stage. So Tony Popovich has made a statement. This is his squad, his vision and his gamble. He's backed youth in key areas, moved on from some familiar names and chosen a group he believes can compete on the world stage. The Socceroos will meet Turkey for their first match on June 14 at 2 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. And we'll be back before the World Cup with some special episodes of World Cup Daily The 90 Plus on what to expect from the biggest players in the tournament and a dive into some of the controversies around the competition. For the latest World Cup news, check out SBS's news headlines wherever you get your podcasts. All 104 World Cup matches will be shown live and free on SBS and streamed live via SBS On Demand.
Did you know that your Wi-Fi router could be limiting your internet speeds, especially if it's more than 5 years old? For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.